The Electoral Commission did invite our presidential candidate, Honorable Robert Kyagulanyi Ssentamu of Bobi Wine, to discuss a couple of issues. Of course, they've made allegations that he's going around flouting COVID regulations and so on. And we have made the point consistently. He does not invite people to come out in droves as they do. You know, his only crime is that he's popular. He's a popular candidate. He's magnetic. So wherever he goes, by the roadside, people stand with him and so on. But also, we are telling the EC to stop the double standard, because what's happening with Honorable Kyagulanyi, it's happening to all the other candidates too. Just that his is, you know, higher magnitude, in the sense that there's many more people coming out and so on. But the incumbent, President Museveni, has crowds of people that wait for him by the roadside. They are walking in processions. Today he had a procession in the western part of the country. Police does not shoot at them. Police does not, you know, arrest any of them. It actually just protects them and so on. And so we've been telling the Electoral Commission, can they summon President Museveni too? We are not going to allow the double standards. What's good for the goods should be good for the gander. So tomorrow, Honorable Kyagulanyi is going to the EC to tell them those same things that we told them today, that look, I'm not the only candidate in this race. There's several others, including the incumbent. What's happening to me is happening to him too. So the next time you're calling me here, I want to appear with him too, because what you are accusing me for, Honorable Kyagulanyi, that is happening to candidate Museveni too.
How likely do you think the commission will do exactly what the Honorable Bobi Wine is going to ask them, that is to summon President Museveni to come before them?
Well, I can't answer that for them, but if it does not happen, then we'll tell them to give our candidate a break as well. Because if it's happening to the incumbent and several others, why are you persecuting my candidate? So if they cannot summon the incumbent too, then we'll tell them, please give our candidate a break.
Maybe the Election Commission is not aware that President Museveni is having mass rallies.
So they first told us that when we met them about 2 weeks ago, they said, none of them, for us, we are not on social media, so we don't know about these things. And we told them, wait a minute, you are the guys that came out and said much of the campaigning should happen on social media. So you're the superintendents of this whole process. What are you going to monitor if you're not, if you're saying you're not on social media? But it was an excuse, of course. So even today they said, look, we have not seen or received any evidence to show that candidate Museveni is also doing what you're doing. But good enough, we were prepared. So we went with evidence. We showed them images and all of that, and then they acted like they were unaware of what's going on. But they obviously are aware, because by the time they summon our candidates, because of what they see on social media and so on, so they know what's happening with the other candidates. They're only afraid because he is their appointing authority.
I was talking to the Uganda Editors Forum about the new guidelines for accreditation of the media. Does the Honorable have any comment on that?
Yes, as a party, and of course our presidential candidates have been concerned too. We have spoken about this. The way the military is being treated, they are brutalizing them. A number of them are actually still nursing injuries in hospital. Their crime is they're exposing the brutality of the police and the military, of the regime.